Okay, I'd like to reconvene this meeting of the Oregon Board of Forestry. Want to remind members of the public that if you would like to submit written testimony for informational items presented at this meeting for the record, please send in your comments by January 20th. And now we'll recognize our operators of the year, who set an industry example by consistently going above and beyond the requirements of the Forest Practices Act. I want to say this is, it's unfortunate that we need to do it in this way, but that's part of the pandemic that we're all dealing with, because this is a really nice event and people's families join them, and the board is really happy to provide this kind of recognition. But we are improvising, and so here we are. So I'll turn to Scott Swearingen and John Krause to present this topic.
Good afternoon, Chair Imeson, members of the board, State Forester Doherty. I'm Scott Swearingen. I'm the Private Forest Division's Field Support Unit Manager. We'll start the staff with a staff presentation detailing the Operator of the Year Award Program and the awards recipients' work. Unfortunately, as you said, due to the COVID restrictions and protecting everyone's safety, this year's plaque presentation has been modified with the hopes we'll return to in-person ceremonies next year. This year, the plaques were delivered to the winners in December with some photos taken at the time. So we'll call the winners' name and show several of the photos of each winner with their awards.
Good afternoon, Chair Imeson, members of the board, and State Forester Doherty. I'm John Krause, a stewardship forester serving the Forest Grove District out of Columbia City. This afternoon, we'll review the Operator Recognition Program. Then we will play videos capturing the work done by the 2020 Operators of the Year. To conclude, we'll invite you to recognize the operators for their excellent work. Now let's take a look at the recognition program goals, which are to recognize operators who consistently and voluntarily perform above the Oregon Forest Practices Act minimum requirements, and to improve public understanding of the Forest Practices Act, its administration, and its effectiveness in protecting natural resources. These are derived from the Oregon Revised Statutes and the Forestry Program for Oregon under Goal D. ORIS 527-630 states, "The Oregon Forest Practices Act policy and Goal D strives to protect and improve the physical and biological quality of soil and water resources of Oregon forests through the administration of the Forest Practices Act. The department's effort to honor the work that exceeds, in a good way, natural resource protection requirements includes excellent performance at three levels. First, the department and board may recognize the operators of the year for each area: Eastern, Northwest, and Southwest. The board typically relies upon the Regional Forest Practices Committees with assistance from the Private Forest Division staff and stewardship foresters to review the Operator of the Year nominations. Second, the regional committees may grant merit awards to recognize an operator's outstanding work, but only if the operator was nominated for the Operator of the Year award. Third, commendation letters provide local recognition for high quality work. Operators may be nominated by anyone, but typically stewardship foresters, various logging association members, industry members, landowners, and community leaders nominate operators they see doing an exemplary job, like Harold Rowe of Roseburg Resources, who nominated the Southern Oregon Region Operator of the Year and was endorsed by Coos Bay ODF stewardship forester Jennifer Ward. Jason Pettigrew, an ODF stewardship forester who works out of the Klamath Falls office, nominated the Eastern Oregon Operator of the Year. This year's Northwest Oregon Region Operator of the Year was nominated by myself. A quick note, this year, 10 nominations were received for Operator of the Year, which is one of the largest number received in recent past. A number of these nominations were submitted by landowners, which is a great example of their support for the operators. The operators of the year are selected based on five criteria, which are consistency. The committee assesses whether the operator has a history of performing above the Forest Practices Act minimum requirements. Difficulty. Did the operation include streams, lakes, or rivers, challenging topography, or critical habitat? Essentially, was this an atypical harvest that required particular care and skill to be successful? Innovation and extra effort. The committee asked whether the operator implemented a new technology or strategy in its operation, or did the operator exert extra caution and effort to ensure it both complied with and performed above the Forest Practices Act minimum requirements? Results. As the operator strives for business results, the committee and department staff assesses whether the nominees achieve the results the Forest Practices Act seeks and the results you ask the department to achieve through the rules you promulgate and your leadership. Financial risk to the operator. The nominees are also graded on whether, in addition to their business risk, they took on additional financial risk to achieve exemplary results. The Regional Forest Practices Committee members select the operators of the year by either touring the sites or reviewing videos that capture the operations and reviewing the nomination applications. They then deliberate as a committee to select the operator of the year and name merit award recipients. After the recipients are selected, the department works with the various outlets to achieve the second goal, educating people about the Forest Practices Act and how it works. The department recognizes the operators of the year at the Associated Oregon Loggers and the Oregon Small Woodlands Association annual meetings, the Oregon Logging Conference through media coverage, and using various ODF venues, including print and various social media outlets. Before we look at the 2020 operators of the year, we would like to share with you the 2020 Merit Award recipients. The Merit Award recipients for 2020 are Weber Logging and Construction, from Roseburg, Oregon, and Rocky Wardle of Rogue River, Oregon. From Northwest Oregon region, Greg Johnson Logging from Blodgett, Oregon, J.M. Browning Logging out of Astoria, Green Up Enterprises from Estacada, and Wayne Stone Logging from Sandy, Oregon. Chair Imason, members of the board, before we turn to the videos that highlight the operator's work, I would like to thank Jim Gershbach, ODF Public Affairs Representative, for his excellent work preparing these videos. Before we show the videos, are there any questions we can answer about the recognition program?
I just ask board members if you have any questions at this point about the program itself. And seeing none, we can continue. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Now let's take a look at the 2020 Operators of the Year. The Eastern Oregon Region Operator of the Year, Daryl Jacobs Trucking of Klamath Falls, Oregon, earned the award for working with multiple landowners on a landscape forest health and fuels reduction project in the Copperfield Draw area of Klamath County. While conducting the operation to improve forest health, the operator protected sensitive and riparian areas, was thoughtful in the operational layout for soils, reduced smoke emissions through biomass utilization, enhanced mule deer habitat through forage manipulation, and provided a service to small landowners that is challenging to conduct on that scale. Daryl Jacobs Trucking focused on successfully dealing with the complexity of Eastside Oregon issues while delivering a quality product to these landowners. The award also recognizes Daryl Jacobs Trucking for decades of consistently applying best management practices to safeguard forest resources, even under challenging circumstances.
The overarching project is called the Chiloquin Community Forest and Fire Project, and it's approximately 185,000 acres, and that includes private and forest service land around the Chiloquin area.
The main goal is landscape treatments of 100,000 acres in scale on the ground for fuels reduction, forest health, wildlife, focus on water, social, you know, producing revenue.
We try to educate ourselves as much as possible. So when we see a seminar or a meeting that has to do with forest health, fire safety, whatever, we're always intensely interested if it's our area. And we knew there was a lot of things that needed to be done that we couldn't afford or manage on our own.
Leanne Vredenberg is the project manager for that project, and she hired Daryl Jacobs Logging.
Our role is to do it's a cut, skid, and deck on the thinning, mm-hmm. and we are taking out some of the merch logs, but not very many. the more defected merch to come out. And we're basically, it's a forest health on private land, and just more of a cleanup fire prevention project.
The Oregon Forest Practices Act requires reforestation, adherence to rules, protection of streams, wildlife, soils, you know, the operation, there's policies and procedures, best management practices in Oregon, along with forest management. Other rules, policies, you know, the operator has to adhere to not only insurance, you know, there's OROSHA for his employees, but then just fire risk reduction for the Oregon Department of Forestry, fire laws when we're in fire season, they have to have required equipment, protection for the landowner.
Yeah, just all your normal your policies that the state has through your creeks and your drainages and everything like that. But yeah, you follow all the normal logging practice rules and regulations. And on like a lot of these little private pieces like that, you got fences, and you got, so we take the fence down and have to put fences up. And I mean, it's just driveways and everything like that we're dealing with.
They were very professional and outstanding. We interacted with them, and they told us exactly what they wanted to do. Did we want to change anything? Oh, we did a few changes, nothing serious. Had no problem with at all with what they did.
Right. They came in before they ever started and sat down right here at this table, had coffee, and laid out what they were going to do, when they were going to do it, and how and where, and said, now, what are your thoughts on this? And they listened to what we said. They were going to do two or three huge slash piles. We asked them, please, not to. They wanted to know where we wanted the slash piles. Well, that's important. We didn't want one right here in front of the gate. And they did that for us. They wanted to know if there were any areas that they shouldn't trespass. And we told them, please, because we hay our meadow. And we didn't want it to be damaged in any way. And they said, well, we probably will need to cross the meadow. And we laid out a lane for them, marked it with tape, and that's where they crossed. And they did not ever move anywhere outside of that lane. So we only have one lane that we have to go back and harrow and make better. And it was our decision where to do it. And they made a lot of adjustments in how to get their equipment in and so on, just to satisfy our desire for the meadow to remain intact. They gave us marking tape so that we could surround. They thought the juniper should go because it's a weed tree and all that. But we kind of like the mixed look. And so we just took this tape and wrapped a few of them, and they left them. And to me, that's working with the landowner to make sure they're happy. When they drive away, the landowners are happy. When this project is done, the people that were involved in it are happy. And that's the best outcome you can hope for in a project.
So there we have it.
It's a good project that they're doing for, I mean, if you own private ground and want it cleaned up, that's the only way you'll ever get it done, because it's cost prohibitive to do it yourself.
Next is the Southwest Oregon Region winner, D&H Logging at Coos Bay, Oregon, who earned the award for their diligent planning and harvesting. While doing forestry, D&H Logging protected a number of resources, including streams, stream buffers, fish habitat, soils, marbled murrelet, northern spotted owl, osprey wetlands, and freshwater emergent wetlands. They also provided for the traveling public safety with flagging, regulating traffic daily through the operation areas. The award also recognizes D&H Logging for a history of consistently applying best management practices to safeguard forest resources, even under challenging circumstances. Thank you.
started taking over the business from my parents in the late 80s, early 90s. So the partnership now is my brother, sister, and I. I'm the youngest, and I kind of do all the PR work and setting up. My brother does a lot of the production, and my sister spends the money.
So for this logging operation, there were three different bird species that required protection under the Oregon Forest Practices rules. So there was an osprey, there was a northern spotted owl, and then also a marbled murrelet habitat in the area. So they had to work in the outside of the nesting season in order to protect those species. And there was also a large type F stream, type a fish bearing stream. So the birds require temporal restriction periods, and in order to not have daily timing restrictions on the operation, they had to move their operation into the off-season when the birds aren't nesting. And so they did that. They operated between October and were out of here before February.
Well, the environmental constraints here were always an issue here. Starting an operation with cutting and flagging here is October 1, and knowing you're going to have to finish here before February. And February was an awful narrow window, especially in the winter. But anyway, D&H was willing to take on those risks and operate here. And that shows the strength of their operation when you can take on those kind of narrow windows and constraints and then finish ahead of time. We finished there, I think, somewhere around January 6th. So we were well ahead of plan here.
We wanted to make sure we had to hang in certain areas so we weren't knocking any limbs out that the marbled murrelet liked to nest in. So we were real careful on not damaging any nesting type ground or any nesting type limbs, timber that would be there.
So when they were downhill logging this, they had full suspension over the unit. They didn't disturb hardly any soil at all within the operation area. So that left a slash mat over the unit, no soil compaction. There wasn't any sedimentation issues with the stream. They were careful to not operate within the RMA, the buffer area. And so the stream was essentially untouched and unharmed from this operation.
We do our best to try to comply with all regulations. I've seen it all. I've been in the days where we clean creeks, and I've been in the days where we put stuff back in creeks. So it's a learning game, and everybody's learning as we go what works best for the environment.
We had some old growth stuff here. The biggest tree here was about 62 inches in diameter. But anyway, we had some big second growth scattered in these stands, up to about 42 inches scattered in it. And of course, a really selection of 24 inch and down scattered in it with a tremendous amount of myrtle and maple and mixed species here, which is very common on these kind of tougher sites here.
They also were working in very steep, rocky terrain, so that was a safety hazard for the crew.
That job on Camp Creek there, next to Mill Creek, yeah, was probably in the top 10% of some of the hardest work jobs that we've done.
I mean, with all these factors in play, you have to have somebody that's very, very much on his A game, or it's not going to work very well for you.
They also, instead of yarding most of it uphill, they used a downhill yarding practice, which is also more dangerous for the loggers.
But if you went up on top and looked at the size of the landings, they're very small, and to deal with it, trying to pull those big logs up over them bluffs would have been very, very difficult. So the majority of the whole unit went down.
And then we came in and looked at it and decided we would try it. And anyway, after doing one portion or one setting of it, it worked very well. The results were very positive. And we're only positive because of the workmanship of the contractor, D&H. Yeah, the other big concern for us when the safety issue here was the main road. We have a complete main paved road here that runs through. It's a through road, comes out to over in the Elkton area. Full-time flaggers were enforced here from the beginning of the cutting operation right through the logging operation. So there was two flaggers here, one on each end with radio communication with the loggers and the cutting contractor at all times.
And we actually hauled up some bark out of one of the mill yards and laid it, put it on the pavement so we could park the equipment on it. So we tried to do less damage to the pavement, and that worked real well.
But with the absolute control that D&H has, you can have confidence in them doing what they say they're going to do. And Of all the times that we were here, we didn't have one complaint from anybody.
Crew's going to do the right thing, and they don't have to be out here babysitting. And needless to State Forestry, we'll do what we can. If I got a problem, I'll call. So that's kind of how we run our business.
Finally, the Northwest Oregon region winner is CNC Logging out of Kelso, Washington, who earned the award for their continual innovation in developing and bringing new technology to the logging industry, making logging safer, more efficient, and productive, all while protecting forest resources. They were involved with developing new technology and applying it to logging. This has allowed them to efficiently log on a wide variety of difficult ground, all while protecting forest resources. The award also recognizes CNC Logging for decades of consistently applying best management practices to safeguard forest resources and doing this while achieving an exemplary degree of worker safety.
Mom and Dad started the business in 1967, so I grew up in a logging business and did logging my whole life through summers and college. Graduated flight technology from Central Washington University. Started flight instructing a bit and then bought an airplane and decided I need to pay for it, come back logging. So. I got a leg I drag around that remind me that you can't undo debt, I guess, but so it's a life changer. Well, from my family to all the people that come and visit you in the hospital and all the how you change their lives. So it's not just you being responsible for yourself out here, it's you being responsible for everybody around you.
He wants to make sure that his crew gets home safely at night.
Here, awesome. My four tower crew's running. No, zero injuries. We had zero lost time, all rigging guys. Not even a twisted ankle.
He's very involved in the safety initiatives at the state level in both Oregon and Washington. So he's a leader not just among Weyerhaeuser contractors, but in the industry.
And automation, you have now you have a safer industry, better jobs, more professional jobs, which is all things the industry is drastically needed.
We value that they value people, because you go out there, you meet the crews, and they really put a lot of emphasis on good behavior with their crews. They're polite, respectful, and they also get the job done in a way that we like, where the job is ready for the next person to come along, which is our planting crew. CNC, one of the things they do when they're logging, they're very efficient and economical when they log. I'll sit down with them, we'll develop a plan on how it's going to be cut, and then they pass that on to their operators. And the operators are just superb.
Super important that we pick contractors who are not just technically capable, but willing to grow and expand, use technology in places where we can have a lighter footprint, where the impact to the environment is not just minimized, but we can actually enhance it.
So the technology we use minimizes ground disturbance and enhances the water quality. For example, we will, if we're grapple logging uphill away from a stream, we won't run our lines across the stream. We will run the lines on this side of the stream and use a mobile tail hold, so we're not getting in and near the fish buffers and actually impacting those any way whatsoever.
And they do that with georeference maps. These maps are loaded onto their smartphones or their tablets, so the operators that are in the machines can look at that map, know where they are in relation to all these other draws and streams. They recently went out and purchased a drone to use to string their hay wire out.
Environmentally, it's been good, because now instead of stringing the lines underneath the riparian areas and then picking them up and they're hung down and all the branches come off, we actually string the lines across the top. So a hook tender would generally just go as little distance as possible, which means we have a little less lift. Now we'll go another 3,000 feet in about 4 seconds. So we'll hang on a tail hold cap more often, which is something that's not going to come out of the ground and create erosion issues and that sort of thing. And we can increase our payloads with the yarder because we're on something that's more of a fixed anchor.
That drone is that perfect. To me, it's a great example of how innovation can work to make things safer, protect the resource. Frank has pioneered a use of this new technique where you eliminate the need to have people on the ground. This carriage, which will come out, they'll come over the logs, they'll use cameras. So there's a camera in the cab of the yarder, and there's a camera on the hydraulic carriage, so he can see what's going on. And he'll drop that carriage with the grapples over the turn of logs and pull it up the hill, basically eliminating the need to have people in that risky location. I was out on a logging operation last week, and I saw a piece of equipment that I had never seen before. It was a John Deere 850 skidder with a grapple attachment with eco tracks that he's using to pull the wood from the unit to the landing. And this is an example of how Frank Chandler is always looking for the next greatest, best technology. So Industrial Forest Landers recently this summer approached Frank Chandler and asked him if he'd be willing to help develop a new ground-based spray application. No other logger is doing this type of work. He's out there on the forefront. It's pretty exciting.
I mean, we have a lot of trust in him, and that trust is well-founded and well-placed, I think.
Chair Imason, board members, and State Forester Doherty, these are your 2020 Operators of the Year. Do you have any questions?
I'm seeing no questions, so we can keep right on going. Thank you. And I'd also would like to thank Jim from Public Affairs for his work on those videos. They were really terrifically done.
Yeah, thanks, Scott and John. And I would like to, on behalf of the Private Forest Division staff, thank the 2020 Operators of the Year for their exemplary work. And on behalf of the department staff, I also want to thank the operators for their outstanding effort and example. It's really great to see this kind of work and have it documented. So thank you very much.
Chair Imason, members of the board, State Forester Doherty, thank you for the opportunity to discuss this recognition program and share these operators' stories with you this afternoon. We're going to move to the individual recognition now.
Now we would like to recognize Gerald Jacobs for the Eastern Oregon Region Operator of the Year Award.
And congratulations from the board. And is this the time where we provide the opportunity to make some comments?
Yep.
Great.
So Jennifer and Daryl, Jacobs, go ahead and turn your video and unmute yourself. We welcome you to offer any comments.
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you to the board and Jason Pettigrew from the state and Leanne on this project. It was a good project, and my crew. You can't say enough about the crew that works here.
Well, congratulations. I've heard a lot about the Chiloquin work all over, and to see someone working on 100,000 acres is pretty dang impressive. So thanks for all that you do, and congratulations on your well-deserved award.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it. And congratulations to all the other operators that received this, too.
Thank you
very much.
Next is Brad Haga of D&H Logging for the Southwest Oregon Region Operator of the Year Award.
And again, congratulations on behalf of the Board of Forestry for your work that earned this award. And we'd like to invite you to make comments as well.
Yeah, we'd really like to say thanks for, you know, just being recognized as, is really great that we do a lot of hard work out here, and it's dangerous work, and it's nice to be recognized for doing a good job sometimes. But the crew is the ones that do all the work, and they're like family to us, and we couldn't do it without them. So they're the ones that get the greatest. Jennifer Ward, she was excellent working with us from the state. Also, Harold Rao from Roseburg Lumber, our contract administrator. You can't have a better contract administrator. He was he's been a logger, and so he knows the ins and outs and all the environmental issues, plus knowing how to log. So he was on the same mindset on how we need to get this done. So great to work with, and also want to thank the BLM because it was a high visible public place and a lot of traffic, and working with the BLM, they were great to work with also along that project. And sitting here is my partners, my sister, my Leslie, and my brother Gary. And you guys got any comments?
I just want to say thank you for honoring us with this, and I do spend all the money, just saying.
Leslie, I was going to ask you that, but I was a little embarrassed.
No, I sit in here and just spend it.
Well, congratulations, all of you, and congratulations to your crew. Anybody in a leadership role knows it's the crew that gets the work done, but it does take a good leader to make sure it happens. So congratulations on a well-deserved award.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, thanks very much.
Last but not least is Frank Chandler of CNC Logging for the Northwest Oregon Region Operator of the Year Award.
And congratulations to you as well, and we'd like to invite you to make remarks.
Okay, again, like I say, from our crew, thank you to all you folks out there for recognizing what they do. Crew is very, very honored and excited. And we here at management at CNC, mom, dad, my sister, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be recognized, and obviously the opportunity to have a crew like we have to get out there and do the work every day, day in and day out. And also want to say thanks again, Jeremy, John Kraus, Jeremy Sapp, and Doug Campbell. Those guys have been super good to work with, and appreciate, working with just great professionals out there, and them recommending us for this award. So it is a great honor to be recognized, and congratulations to all the other folks out there as well that got this award. So thanks again, and what an honor.
Well, thank you. And I really do, was really interested in some of the innovations, particularly the drones to carry the wire. Some pretty cool stuff going there. So congratulations on a well-deserved award.
Thank you.
Well, again, I would just like to say I think this is a really important program that the Department of Forestry and the Board of Forestry have. It's great to provide this kind of recognition that's so well deserved. Sorry we all couldn't be there in person, but again, appreciate everything that you've done to all the operators to earn this award.
We can still do applause virtually.
Yeah, we have to be unmuted to actually make that work, but yeah.
That's true. Thank you.